T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, it's Friday. We should not be in a tired funk, but both Amber and I
have bags under our eyes.
Yes.
Why are you tired?
Oh, I have just hit a wall, and this whole week has been super rough. I was so excited. Baby Claire, my 9-month-old baby, 10-month-old baby now, finally sleeping solid through the night. Guess who is all of a sudden, Mom, I'm scared of bats. Mom, oh, my ear hurts. Both my toddlers all of a sudden this week are waking up at 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning. Oh, it's so
Did you take them to the doctors to see if there's like any ear infections or anything going on with them?
I know. That's the next step.
It's never ending.
Yes. I did take my son to the doctor and everything was fine, but then now the ears are hurting after we get home from the doctor. So
bummer.
I know.
Now, do the toddlers sleep in a room together?
They do.
And do they wake each other up? If one wakes up yelling for you, does it automatically wake up the other one? Or are they pretty sound sleepers?
No, they are sound sleepers. It seems like the three kids have gotten on a schedule to say, hey, tonight's your night. Why don't you wake up while the other two are sleeping solid? Why is that happening?
I don't know. Welcome to the mommy club, right?
Exactly.
You think you got something figured out, and then next day, completely different.
Yes. And my 3-year-old Stella, I don't know why she just wakes up in the middle of the night sometimes, just screaming like she's in a nightmare probably or something. And then she's poking at things of the room like, look, there's a spider. That's not a spider. That's the thing you see every single day in your room. That has nothing to do with spiders. You're fine. Go back to sleep.
Aw, she just scared.
Yeah, it must have been. And of course it happens 5 minutes before my alarm clock goes off. So I'm already in a daze. Like, I want to go back to sleep just for those extra 5 minutes.
For sure.
And then I try to, and I just get myself more tired.
Have you heard of any, like, cute ideas of trying to prevent your kids from being scared at night? Like, I read somebody would do, like, a spray bottle with just water in it and say it's, like, you know, like the ghost spray or whatever. You know, stuff like that. Have you tried any of that stuff?
I have not, because then they were fine with it. All of a sudden, they were no longer scared of bats or monsters. So I'm like, okay, we're done with that phase. I don't want to bring it up again.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, she's like, I'm scared of the beast. Because she slept in her Belle costume.
Aww, how cute is that?
So it's like, wait, okay, you're done with bats. You're done with monsters. We watch Beauty and the Beast. You're dressed up as Princess Belle. You go to sleep as Belle. I think you're going to have a great night's sleep. And then it's random, I'm scared of the beast.
Aww, poor thing. You know, I never tried any of those like techniques either because I wasn't sure if it was just going to kind of enable that sort of behavior or encourage it, you know? So I never tried it. But I've seen some cute ideas. I just never.
The monster spray does seem like a cute idea, but I'm on the same brainwave as you where I thought maybe it'd become a fun routine at night where they'd want to then be spraying for the monsters with mommy. And
just
I didn't
another
want to do
thing
that.
Added to the list of things the mom has to do before she can even unwind.
Exactly.
No, like, thank you.
We already have enough on our bedtime routine with the reading of the books, the toothbrushing, the countdown to 10 while you run around in a circle. Like, no.
The potty and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, the potty. I need to go potty again, Mom. You just went. I know you're trying to get out of bed. No, this time I have to go poo. I'm like, oh, okay, yes. And the one time that I say, no, just get back in bed, of course, and they have an accident in their underwear. I'm like, okay.
And then you feel, there comes the mom guilt. Yeah, it's a no-win situation.
How was your week, Ben? Why are you a little tired today?
You know, I just, I live in a small two-bedroom apartment, and so I gave the girls one room, and I gave the boys the other room, and I sleep on a couch.
Oh,
welcome to San Diego.
Yes.
And so I just, my couch is not very comfortable, so I just haven't been sleeping well. Yeah. No, I mean, it's no biggie. But I think I need to get like a pull-out couch.
Yes.
You know, like where that has a bed in it. But
those also could be very uncomfortable too.
I know. And then I was thinking if I do that, then maybe I can get like one of those pillow top or those memory foam toppers to put on top of it. I don't know. But I just haven't been sleeping well because I've been couch sleeping.
I need to highlight something because I know you say it's no big deal, but You are a very strong mom and such a sweet mom to just think of the kids first. Like, no kids, you're going to get beds, you're going to get rooms, I'll figure out what I do and what I sleep. Like, what do your kids say about that? Do they think anything like, wow, mom,
well,
you're
you know,
great? Or?
No. They see, before I had the three older ones in one room and then me and the baby in the other room.
Okay.
But then my boys are getting older. They're becoming teenagers. They're going to want their privacy. So this past summer, I separated girls and the boys. And, you know, living in San Diego, it is incredibly expensive. I can't afford a three-bedroom apartment on my own. So I'm just, you know, sleeping on the couch for now. And I know it's not like a permanent situation, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know we were talking about, could you move? But then there's another mommy thing and parenting thing. Your kids are in a great school district right now, so you don't want to uproot them from their district, from their friends.
Yeah, so we're kind of stuck in our little area. I live in the San Carlos area. And, I don't want to move. I don't want to take them away from their friends, you know, especially being in, like, middle school and stuff. It gets harder when you move school districts older. I did that as a kid. I moved in middle school and in high school, and that was hard for me. So I'm assuming it would be hard for them, and I don't want to make it hard for them. So we're kind of stuck there, and, like, the rental market is just insanely expensive. It's discouraging, but, so that's my
situation. The sacrifices that you're making right now is the couch, but then you come up with a silver lining, finding a memory foam mattress top that might work out.
Well, I got to get a couch that has a, you know, mattress first. That would be amazing. Oh, yeah.
You're so great.
Oh, thank you. That was very kind of you to say that.
Yes. Well, the sacrifices we go through.
Yeah.
We got to uplift each other through those sacrifices. We need each other to lean on, to give encouragement to, and to give ideas to. So if you have any ideas for Amber and her sleeping situation, we'll take them.
Yes, I would love to hear your ideas of how my sleep situation could be different so I can be more rested.
Yes, you need to be. That is such a good point, though. What could you do?
I don't know. I've thought about, like, you know, those Murphy beds that are like, they look like a bookshelf, and they come down. Ooh. They're like something like that, but those are like thousands of dollars.
Oh,
I'm not
really
spending.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Nope. So, yeah, I would love to hear some ideas.
Yeah, because like you said, being in San Diego, we are put in that situation.
Yeah, I can't afford to move into a three-bedroom. I can't. So we're kind of where we are, and, you know, I'm okay with that, but I'm just tired.
And then on the weekend now, you think, oh, you'll get rest over the weekend. So Friday night and Saturday night, this is my routine. I am falling asleep at the same time the kids are by 9 p.m. And then Sunday, I finally get a boost of energy like, oh, I think I can stay up for a movie. No, get to bed, Steph, because you have a very early morning on Monday. It's like, no, I finally can stay up and watch a movie.
And you're not able to because you got to get up. What time do you wake up for the morning show?
Well, I usually get up in the 3 o'clock hour, hit snooze a couple times. The kids start waking me up again like they've been doing, or it's like, no, go back to sleep. Stop screaming about monsters and being afraid of the beast.
Brutal. Well, hopefully you'll get some more rest over the weekends. It is Friday. Yes. That's the good news.
Yeah, and I can sleep in at least, so I'll get a couple extra hours.
That's if they don't wake you up.
Exactly.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks for joining our conversation. I'm SD Mom Steph.
I'm SD Mom Amber. And feel free to leave your comments, suggestions, and we will talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.